can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Nancy from Natick.
Hello.
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy
out? How are you, Kennedy?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
All right.
Nancy, will you kick Kennedy out?
Yes, Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure, then good luck.
Yeah, see, listen here. See, get out of the studio, kid. All right, she's gone. She gone.
All right.
Five pop culture trivia questions, Nancy. Get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Question number one. Sabrina Carpenter dropped a teaser for her new song, Tears. Is Sabrina Carpenter her real name or a stage name?
That is her real name.
Anne Hathaway wiped out on a set of steps while filming The Devil Wears Prada 2, but she recovered like a champ. Who played Hathaway's boss, Miranda Priestly, in the first Devil Wears Prada?
Oh my gosh, I just watched this the other night.
So?
That feels like it would be helpful.
Wait. I know.
All right.
I can't remember.
That's all right.
Question number three. Kim Kardashian is getting dragged online for letting her 12-year-old daughter wear a corset. What is the name of her 12-year-old daughter that she had with Kanye?
North.
Today in 1991, this band released their debut album, 10, featuring hits Even Flow, Jeremy, and Alive. Who are they?
Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
Sure. Today in 1991, this band released their debut album, 10, featuring their hits Even Flow, Jeremy, and Alive. Who are they?
I don't know. Hanson Brothers.
Imagine the Hanson Brothers doing Even Flow.
Yeah, you don't remember their. You don't remember Hanson Brothers grunge era, Dan? All of them wearing flannel.
Mm-bop.
Steve Carell and John Krasinski surprised the cast of The Office spinoff The Paper on their first day of filming to wish them good luck. They happen to be next door filming a coffee commercial. Where does Michael Scott move to when he leaves The Office at the end of season 7? Spoiler alert.
Oh boy.
That's when the show should have just ended.
Yeah.
I know.
Need an answer.
Miami.
All right, let's get Miami. Kennedy back in the studio, please.
My God, that was...
It's okay, Nancy.
That was terrible.
No, you did good.
Nancy's my mama's name, too. There's not a lot of Nancy's out there anymore.
No, there are not.
Kennedy?
Yeah.
Nancy from Natick got 2 out of 5.
All right, well done.
These are very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yep.
You sure?
Yep.
Did you study?
A little bit.
Question number one. Sabrina Carpenter dropped a teaser for her new song, Tears. Is Sabrina Carpenter her real name or a stage name?
Oh. Real name.
Tied at 1. Anne Hathaway wiped out on a set of steps while filming The Devil Wears Prada 2, but she recovered like a champ. Who played Hathaway's boss, Miranda Priestly, in the first Devil Wears Prada?
Meryl Streep.
2-1.
Dang it.
Kim Kardashian is getting dragged for letting her 12-year-old daughter wear a corset. What is her 12-year-old daughter's name that she had with Kanye?
North.
Thoughts on this, Kennedy?
I think I'm not going to tell people what to wear. Do you know what I mean? Like, if she feels confident, if she feels she looked beautiful to me, it didn't look. It looked ugly because it looked like it came from the year 2000. But that's just me.
3-2. Question number 4. Today in 1991, this band released their debut album, 10. It featured hits Even Flow, Jeremy, and Alive. Named the band.
Pearl Jam.
four to not Hanson. So close, though.
Oh my God.
Dan doing umbop as even flow was.
I cannot.
4-2. Question number 5. Steve Carell and John Krasinski surprised the cast of The Office spinoff The Paper on their first day of filming to wish them good luck. Where does Michael Scott move to when he leaves The Office at the end of season 7?
Oh, I don't know.
Colorado.
I see.
4-2. Final score. Kennedy gets the win. I can't decide whether to play Hanson or Pearl Jam here, Dan.
The answer is Hanson.
Yeah, Hanson.
The answer is absolutely Hanson.
Sorry to all the IPA dads.
Nobody wants to be sad.
Then you know what I'm doing.
Nobody wants to be sad.
Yeah, let's do Last Kiss right
Good
before 7 a.m.
Good God, stop. No.
Nancy, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Nancy from Manic, and I cannot be Kennedy.
We all know what I'm going to play, right?
Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter?
Oh, yeah, that's in the car.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. It is, as I said, Redemption Week, Kennedy.
Redemption Week.
As we bring back the 5 most recent competitors that defeated you to give you a shot at redemption.
That's right.
Say hey to Carly from Southeastern.
Good morning, Carly.
Good morning.
What was the score when you won before?
I believe it was 5-4.
Woo!
5-4. You hear that, Kennedy?
Got him.
Yeah, she now has a custom gold thing she had done for her teeth. It says 5-4 right in there. They're gross. Carly, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
So you know how this works. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win. Kennedy now leaving, heading into that soundproof studio. She won't be able to hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend filed to trademark the phrase gold digger for jewelry and keychains. Bill's 73, and they have a 49-year age gap. What is her name?
Dang it. Jordan. That's all I know.
Does that count, Dan?
No, this is redemption week.
Question number 2. Bruno Mars is closing out 2025 in style by adding 2 New Year's Eve weekend shows to his Vegas residency. Bruno was a part of a song that spent 5 weeks at number 1 earlier this year. Name the song.
Die with a Smile.
Today is National Burger Day. Which movie is this line from?
Hamburgers, cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
What kind of hamburgers?
Cheeseburgers.
No. Where'd you get them? McDonald's, Wendy's, Jack in the Box, where?
Big Kahuna Burger.
Big Kahuna Burger. That's that Hawaiian burger joint. I hear they got some tasty burgers.
What movie is that?
Pulp Fiction.
Another round of performers have been announced for this year's MTV Video Music Awards. Doja Cat, Post Malone, Tate McRae, and Jelly Roll have all been added to the lineup over the past 5 years. MTV has aired 1 show, more than twice as much as any other programming. Name that show.
I have no idea.
Question number 5. Fallout Boy will release a 20th anniversary edition of their breakout album Under the Cork Tree in October. Who is the lead singer of Fallout Boy?
Yeah, no idea. Man.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
That's all right, Carly.
Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug.
Get this, Carly. So Carly is a teacher who is currently at school for back-to-school training with only the teachers, and she's outside missing the training to play Can't Beat Kennedy.
That's priorities. Priorities.
That's my girl.
You should get a raise.
I told them I had to take a very important phone call, but gave no other information.
Amazing.
You already know how to teach kids. It's fine.
Carly got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right. Well done.
These are
wasn't my day. Yep.
It's all right.
It happens.
Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend filed to trademark the phrase gold digger for jewelry and keychains. Bill's 73, and they have a 49-year age gap. What is her name?
Jordan Hudson.
Jordan Hudson. Bruno Mars.
We share a last name, and I didn't know it.
Well, now you do.
You'll never forget that one. Bruno Mars is closing out 2025 in style by adding two New Year's Eve weekend shows to his Vegas residency. Bruno was a part of a song that spent 5 weeks at number one earlier this year. Named the song...
Die with a Smile.
2-1. Today is National Burger Day. Which movie is this line from?
Hamburgers. Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
What kind of hamburgers?
Cheeseburgers.
No. Where'd you get them? McDonald's, Wendy's, Jack in the Box, where?
Big Kahuna Burger.
Big Kahuna Burger. That's that Hawaiian burger joint. I hear they got some tasty burgers.
Pulp Fiction.
What's your favorite fast food burger, Kennedy?
Depends on the time of day.
Yeah.
In the morning, Whoppers.
Mm-hmm.
In the afternoon, cheeseburger, McDonald's. Yeah.
Big Macs. A Wendy's single.
Wendy's double.
No, if you're going to Wendy's, it's Dave's the double. Baconator.
Shake Shack.
Agreed.
Baconator.
A sack of crystals. I'm sorry, I can't pick one. Stupid question. 3-2. Question number four. Another round of performers have been announced for this year's MTV Video Music Awards, including Doja Cat, Post Malone, Tate McRae, and Jelly Roll. Over the last 5 years, MTV has aired one show more than twice as much as any other programming. Name that show.
Ridiculousness.
Yeah, if you ever turned on MTV, it was Rob Dyrdek watching YouTube videos.
4-2, question number five. Fall Out Boy will release a 20th anniversary edition of their breakout album, Under the Cork Tree. Who is the lead singer of Fall Out Boy?
Gosh, I can never remember his name. Pete Wentz is the only one that comes to mind, but I know it's not him.
Same.
Isn't that crazy?
I don't know.
Patrick Stump.
They've sold so many albums that nobody knows the lead singer's name.
And he's the nicest man.
And the bassist is the most famous one. What world is this?
Well, to be fair, he dated Ashley Simpson and he showed his junk, so...
Yes, Pete Wentz did make an impression.
Yeah.
And he was on One Tree Hill, my favorite show. So.
Well, 4-2 is the win. Kennedy gets redemption.
Nice redemption.
Work. Yes. Nice work. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Carly from Easton, and I cannot be Kennedy.
When you go back into training, just tell everyone you won. They're not going to know.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Andrea from Melrose.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm good.
Love to hear it.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Andrea?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
We're all waving goodbye.
I always wave goodbye to her, even though no one can see me.
Not even her, because she's walking away when you do it.
Nope, it's for me.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You will get more right than Kennedy. You win $100. Kennedy is in that soundproof booth. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Jack Black, 56 today. He played Poe, the Dragon Warrior, in four movies from which franchise?
Jack Black, did you say?
Yes.
The Dragon movie. Oh my God, this is so hard. Can you repeat it?
Sure. He played Poe, the Dragon Warrior, in four movies.
The Dragon Warrior.
Yes.
Okay.
Name the franchise.
I can't even think of it.
Question number.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Question number two. On this day in 1963, this man declared, "I have a dream," in an iconic speech to 250,000 people in front of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. Who is he?
Martin Luther King Jr.
Shania Twain, 60 today. She finished the lyrics to one of her most famous songs. Take a listen.
The best thing about being an old man is the prerogative to have a little money. They're totally crazy. But give them a lady.
Finish. Shorts, skirts, canned something? I don't remember.
Question number four. The Yellowstone spinoff with Kelly Riley and Cole Hauser is officially happening. Which two characters do they play on Yellowstone?
Oh, God. I watch this, too.
Well, it should
I can't think.
Easy. No.
I know. It should be easy, but I get so nervous.
Take a breath. Just... Woosa.
Woosa. I know.
It's just trivia. You're going to do it. You're going to get through it.
I don't know if I can. I can't do it. All right. Next one.
Nicolas Cage will play Joseph, the early father of Jesus, in a horror thriller called The Carpenter's Son. It's due out sometime this fall. Nicolas Cage played Count Dracula in this 2023 movie that flopped at the box office. Name the movie.
I didn't even know he played a vampire before.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio. Yeah. So I understand, Andrea, this is your last day. Your five-year-old is headed off to kindergarten.
Yes. Yesterday was our last full day. Today she's doing her screening, so we're just getting a donut, and then we're going to school for a little bit.
Have you taken the photo yet? You know, that one on the front steps?
I did not. I did it with my seventh and fourth grader. She's going to get it on Tuesday.
Okay. All right. Have we got a whole big plan? Is there a theme?
No theme.
I bet the theme is first day of school.
Yeah, that's really the
theme. Oh, yes. That's.
I know, but sometimes you do a theme. Like, it's all flowers or it's all cars. Or...
No.
It's just first day of school.
Chalkboard
sign.
I'm going to try to hold in my tears.
Andrea got 1 out of 5.
Oh, jeez.
So.
She wasn't 0.
That's correct.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Jack Black, 56 today. He played Poe, the Dragon Warrior, in 4 movies from which franchise?
Kung Fu Panda.
One of the best games at Dave & Buster's.
R.I.P. It's not there anymore.
1-0. On this day in 1963, this man declared, "I have a dream," in an iconic speech to 250,000 people in front of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. Who is he?
Martin Luther King Jr.
2-1.
If you're only going to get one right, I'm glad it was that one, Andrea.
Same.
Shania Twain, also celebrating birthday today, 60 years old, finished the lyric to one of her most famous songs.
The best thing about being old man is the prerogative to have a little money. They're totally crazy. Looking at my lady.
White. Silk shirt. So, Sam, let's go, girls.
Men's shirts, short skirts.
Obviously.
There we go.
Thank you, Carson. That was perfect.
Now 2-1. Question number 4. The Yellowstone spinoff with Kelly Riley and Cole Hauser is officially happening. Which two characters do they play on Yellowstone?
Beth and Rip.
I am in for that one. I am in. Those are two great characters.
Yeah,
me and too. And I watched it. I can't believe I can't remember. I couldn't remember that.
Their chemistry is so good. So 3-1. Question number 5. Nick Cage will play Joseph, the early father of Jesus, in a horror thriller called The Carpenter's Son. Kennedy.
That sounds about right.
What's up with your boy blaspheming, Kennedy?
That tracks.
Nicolas Cage played Count Dracula in this 2023 movie that flopped. What is it called?
I thought it was hilarious. Rumpelmans. Rasputin. Rothschild.
Men's shirts.
It starts with an R, though, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Renfield is correct.
Some Rumpelmans probably would have made it more watchable.
I thought it was hilarious. The fact that he was going to a support group, I mean, it was very clever. Anyway, I digress.
3-1 is the final score.
Oh, like at least I didn't get crushed, right?
No, not at all. Those were tough.
Those were tough questions. We do appreciate
all right,
your
call. Yeah, this just gives me, I'm going to call back and try again.
That's my girl.
There you go.
I like that. I like your moxie. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Andrea from Melrose, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.